The story of the federal budget deficit is not a good one, as the U.S. ran a record $3.1 trillion in red ink in the 2020 fiscal year. That's more than double the previous deficit record of $1.4 trillion set after the Great Recession under President Obama. The reason for the big increase in the deficit this year was pretty simple, as the coronavirus outbreak caused a small drop in federal revenues and a very large 47% increase in federal spending. It means President Trump has seen the deficit go up by over $5 trillion during his almost 4 years in office, the most ever for any administration in a four-year period. With just over 2 weeks until the elections, President Trump starts this morning in Las Vegas, as he will hold a pair of campaign rallies this afternoon in Arizona. On Tuesday, the president will stump for votes in Pennsylvania and then hit North Carolina on Wednesday. The big night is Thursday, when the president and Joe Biden will meet in their second and final debate. Over the weekend, Mr. Trump began attacking the debate moderator Kristen Welker of NBC News, calling her extraordinarily unfair during a Saturday rally. But that came a few days after a Trump campaign spokesman praised Welker as a good choice for a debate. The number of people voting early by mail or in person continues to be staggering in the 2020 elections. For example, the website Elect Project says Texas is now over 40% of its entire turnout for 2016, with high turnout numbers over 30% in Georgia and North Carolina. What's also clear is that Democrats have been much more likely to vote by mail so far, which is normally something that favors Republicans. One poll this weekend said more than 70% of the mail-in voters so far in Arizona and Wisconsin have been for Joe Biden, as more voters for President Trump wait for Election Day. We'll just have to see how it plays out 2 weeks from tomorrow.